This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Live, and it is the live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you're invited to join us here, where you may take control of the airwaves by dialing in our toll-free number at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, has the Me Too movement ruined at-work dating? Richie's got a story. By the way, it's Ian here.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
And but to start, a related story, Mark, that you brought in, but you're going blind, sadly, so I'll take care of reading
this.
It's
not untrue.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. It's reality. We're all getting not getting any younger, that's for sure. Billy Graham rule.
There are those that aren't getting any younger, but they're dead. So it beats the alternative, right?
That's true. Billy Graham rule. What is this? Well, apparently we talked about this previously when the news came out that Mike Pence, who is the vice president in the United States, that apparently he follows this rule when it comes to, like, being in a place alone with another woman that's not his wife.
Right.
So getting into an elevator or going into...
Or in his family or something like that. I'm sure it's okay
so
with his
mother. His grandmother's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So anybody who you don't intimately trust who's a woman,
right?
The idea is don't be alone with them because they might say something that's not true.
A whole variety of reasons, I suspect, but mostly that's not shared. It's to, you know, for instance, no one's going to make an accusation about a meeting that didn't occur. There's much less likely to make an accusation about a meeting that didn't occur. Right?
Sure.
Okay. So one way or the other, you know, he hit on me. He, whatever. Oh, I heard those two were in the elevator together.
Brushing my shoulder.
You know what happens in the elevator. You know, it could be a third party talking about it. It's just a variety of reasons why somebody might choose to abide by this rule.
Did you see those two walk off together?
I abide by this rule. It's just that no woman wants to be alone with me.
Even your wife?
She kind of has to live with it.
So here's what's happening. According to news.yahoo.com and their 360 News editor, Mike Bebernis, he says earlier this month, a Republican candidate for Mississippi governor made national headlines for refusing to allow a female reporter to travel with him unless a male colleague accompanied them. The candidate, State Representative Robert Foster, later said he avoids being alone with another woman, quote, out of respect, unquote, for his wife. Well, that's a nice way to put it.
Sure.
That's a little nicer than saying I'm deathly afraid of being accused of something that I didn't actually do. The reporter who's works for Mississippi Today, Larison Campbell is her name, said the campaign wanted to avoid any situation that could, quote, insinuate an extramarital affair. A few days later, one of Foster's opponents in the Republican primary, Bill Waller Jr., also said he follows what's known as the Billy Graham rule. Graham was one of the most prominent Christian evangelists in the country until his death last year. He established a set of rules for his ministry in 1948, and one of them is that a man should never be alone with a woman who is not his wife. So this was long before any kind of, you know, Me Too movement or, you know, large popular accusations of things that may or may not have occurred.
Very forward thinking on his part.
And it could just simply have been a kind of a traditional marriage kind of institutional thing with his church, right?
It's sexist against men, suggesting that they don't have the ability
to
calm themselves down. They're just, you know, it's just a few constraints of society that's holding me back from being rapey rape man, right? And that, I mean, so...
Well, for a politician, I don't even know if it's a restraint. It's the accusations or the false accusations.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's the thing is that I don't want to presume what this rule says because it's... Once you go with the opponent's narrative, then you've already lost. And it's at this point, it's the feminists that are saying, Oh, my God, this is so sexist. I should be able to be alone with a man, and he should be able to be fine with it. I should be able to be naked and gyrating in front of him, and if he touches me without my permission, it's rape or whatever. You know, like, this is just, it just keeps going. The narrative just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and that's all fine. Whatever. You know, you want to call somebody a rapist, to just feel free, because it's the only thing that's going to make you happy. However, I think a guy has the, or a person, mind you, because what if Ruth Bader Ginsburg had the similar rule? I will not be in the same room alone with a man that is not in my immediate family. I don't suspect anybody would spend any time at all lambasting her for her choices.
They would probably consider that the safe side.
But, you know, I've got to hear story after story about how women are mistreated in society, but let's not forget that men are considered, like, you know, the idea of letting a 15-year-old young man babysit your kids wasn't that difficult of a notion to understand of 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
20 years ago. But now, no. No way.
So young males aren't allowed to babysit anymore?
I think that basically that opportunity is gone.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I don't ever remember having a male babysitter when I was a kid. They were always female, the ones that I'd had.
Yeah.
But, and that was in the 80s. Whatever.
My general feeling is along with Mark. Like it would looked at as being odd and possibly frowned upon.
Hmm.
Unless it was like,
what if he was gay?
That would probably be worse.
Yeah. Really? It would be worse. Huh.
I mean that's the whole like the whole Boy Scout thing, right? Like Boy Scout troop leaders aren't allowed to be gay because gay male.
What if you've got a daughter? Can you have a gay male babysit the daughter?
That might be acceptable.
Because, I mean, generally they're considered non-threatening, right? Like, that's purportedly why women are okay with hanging out with gay guys, because they're not, you know, they're not trying to pick them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that many cases people consider gay guys to be more likely to participate in underage sex than straight guys.
But
I don't
not with
that.
Women or females or whatever.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
So Vice President Mike Pence drew attention in 2017 when it was reported that he never eats a meal with a woman who is not his wife.
Yep, and they went after him. Look, I don't like Mike Pence, but this is the last problem I have with him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really see what the problem is here. I mean, it seems like a prudent thing to do.
Sure, I'll give you the problem. So, for instance, in the case of the, well, for all of them, if a female reporter wishes to chat with Mike Pence at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, that can't be. That's not acceptable. She has to bring an escort or something like that. Now, the reporting agency has to send in two reporters. Why would you do that? You just send in one.
The guy.
Well, right. It doesn't even have to be a guy. The idea that you, look, you're not going to rape two women at once. All right. So, at the very least, you know.
But they could corroborate a story.
They could. They could. Now we're on the, you know, now we're getting really, really paranoid. So, you know, but well, whatever. This isn't the reason necessarily that I think it's always that people choose to do this. So if you're going to, you might as well just send one if you're one male if you're going to send two other reporters.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the idea is that this makes it harder for women reporters to do their job. And I think that there is an argument for that. However, I have never heard anyone report on or mention a woman who has a similar rule. I used Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but Hillary Clinton or Elizabeth Warren, these two women could be just as easily used. Why am I not hearing this story? Are women half of the planet holding similar DNA as the rest of us? Are they so perfect that they don't need this rule, and it's only men who need this rule? That sounds like sexism against men. If they do have this rule, why is it not getting reported on? That sounds like sexism against men. And if they have this rule, it sounds perfectly fine to me.
Well, now,
go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, maybe the rule is prohibitively difficult for females simply because it's in the case of the news outlet, they probably have an abundance of male reporters.
And I asked my wife if when was the last time she thought she was in a room with a man, and she said, dentist, doctor, and you know stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I have been in the room with a female doctor in my underpants before, and by myself. So I guess from a professional standpoint, I'm not that worried about it.
I mean, are we looking for people who are offended by these rules to call in? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
Or offended that the people are offended by the rules, I suppose.
Or adherence to the rule.
855-450-3733. And do you follow this rule? And does it make your life more difficult? You want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite .com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lick-O-Chops.
Try Lick-O-Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
Dinovite .com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want here, Last Sunday edition. We're talking about the rule that apparently was created by Billy Graham, or at least popularized by him, that basically says Don't be alone with a woman that's not your wife, essentially. Presumably that this only applies to men who are married, or...
Yeah, I think that... So, I would suspect if Billy Graham came up with it, it has to do, to some extent, with adultery.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, because I have a wife, it would be considered probably more risque and inappropriate for me to be alone with, you know, woman X than it would be for you who is single.
Right. Now, the president, Vice President Mike Pence got attention for this in 2017 when it was reported he never eats a meal with a woman who's not his wife. Now, that's not the same as being alone. That's just more of like, I don't want to be photographed alone with another woman because some people might think that I'm cheating on my wife.
It would be misconstrued as a date.
Right, right. I mean, that's like the worst that could happen out of being seen with a woman in a public place. It's not like there's some sort of alleged molestation going to happen, you know, if you're sitting down at a nice restaurant with somebody. But we can continue the discussion. If you want to jump in, you're welcome to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Plus, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, then I'd like to invite you to check out liberty.menu. It is an excellent listing service. It's got a map. It's got pinpoints on the map for liberty-friendly businesses and also digital content creators and events. So if you care about freedom and you want other people that care about freedom to know that you exist with whatever business that you do, you can put it on liberty.menu and maybe you'll get some extra business out of it. You know, it can't hurt unless, of course, you think it's a bad idea to let people know that you care about freedom, in which case you don't want to go there. But if you aren't afraid, if you do want to get some extra business maybe from liberty-friendly folks, then get over to liberty.menu. It's free to list yourself there, and you can do more than one listing. So if you got more than one iron in the fire, you got more than one business or hobby or whatever you want people to know about, just put it over at liberty.menu. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we can talk more about Billy Graham's rule and how it's applied. In moments, you're welcome to comment. Let's go to Dave in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, it's the Dave in Colorado, who is normally known as the Dave in New Hampshire.
Well, hello, Dave Ridley. Go ahead.
And I wanted to try and put a U.S. Senate race in context as it relates to the Free State Project.
Okay, the Free State.
U.S. Senate race in context with the Free State Project. All right.
The Free State Project being a migratory movement for libertarians to come to New Hampshire.
So there's this guy named Bill O'Brien, who used to be the Speaker of the House in New Hampshire.
Yep.
He's a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
And he is running for U.S. Senate now against the Democrat. And he has actually a relatively long and detailed history with Free Staters, although he's not one of them and not always sympathetic. But the first thing that is kind of interesting is that he was the lawyer for one of your co-hosts, Sam Dodson, for a while.
Yeah, that's right. That was a long time ago. That's probably about a decade ago.
I got the impression Sam was not very pleased with the service he got.
No, I don't think he was.
I guess he didn't win his case.
That's how people feel.
Yeah.
Best lawyer ever if you win.
Right. You've paid an attorney thousands of dollars. It really sucks if they don't win.
But Bill definitely showed up, you know, when there would be a hearing or something like that. And he made a good case for Sam, and on camera at least. I didn't hear everything he said in court. But he's a politician who always stops and answers my questions when I am first interviewing.
Okay.
And he also, I guess, when he was Speaker of the House, they managed to cut spending by 11% over about a 2-year period in New Hampshire. That would have been around 2011.
That's true.
This is not a minor candidate, but he's not considered likely to win. It's more considered there's an expectation that the incumbent Democrat will hold it. And there's also this sense, you know, that oftentimes when politicians, they seem to be okay when they're at the state level, and then the feds get a hold of them, and they just turn into Darth Vader. And
yeah.
I'm not saying this will not happen with Bill O'Brien. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. But I guess the last thing that's interesting is that I guess New Hampshire there is a case where New Hampshire at least has sort of gotten out of this mold, and when John Sununu was senator, he actually was rated by the Republican Liberty Caucus as the most libertarian senator in the U.S. Senate around the 2006 era.
Hmm.
So is this just a call to action to get behind this guy?
Nope. No, I don't know. I think he's interesting to follow and watch. There's hope for this guy. There wasn't hope for someone like Kelly Ayotte, who was just a bureaucrat, you know, coming from the Attorney General's office. And, you know, there was nothing to be gained from her winning the election.
I don't really think there's much to be gained at the federal level anyway. I mean, even if you could put an actual libertarian into one of those seats, it's just one of 100 votes or whatever, you know, or one of 500 and however many there are,
435 representatives.
I think Rand Paul has proven to be pretty helpful in that position for the most part.
Well, the government hasn't gotten any smaller.
Well, he's got some, like, filibuster success, though. Like, that's,
sure,
you know, commendable, I guess.
He's not known for being a principled libertarian like his father was.
He doesn't claim to be. He's right. Never claimed to be. That's another weird thing.
One thing, okay, so if you look at his votes, he's pretty darn libertarian. If you look at what he says, he's trying to fit in with the with the conservative guys. Hey, I'm here. I'm a
I did hear that Trump appointed him as like an envoy to Iran to try to make peace. So I thought that was a good piece of news. We didn't actually cover that, but it was in my show prep, and I thought it'd be really interesting.
Well, you know, there's this thing. I think I call it the Pinochet phenomenon. There was this guy under the Pinochet regime. I should probably name it after the guy. But there was this guy in charge of social services, you know, in this fascist government in Chile in the 80s. And he was able to, despite the totalitarian, or at least the authoritarianism he was living under, he was able to make huge changes in Chile economically that he didn't do it all single-handedly. But the reason Chile came out of the 80s and 90s in such good shape was partly because this guy, working within the Pinochet system, doing what he could get away with, right? Rand Paul is the same sort of phenomenon. There's a limit to what he can do, but he seems to be doing a lot of that.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'm not saying that somebody in that position can't have, you know, to some extent shake the rattle the cage or whatever, but it's not going to result in anything.
That might be about it.
It doesn't have to be worth doing.
Okay. I mean, hey, I'm not going to run for that office, but if somebody else wants to, I wouldn't tell them not to. It just seems that it's more effective to focus on New Hampshire, in my opinion, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, and I would agree with Ian on this point, is that if we have a good candidate, why not get him back in New Hampshire to do something good and then take the crappy politicians and send them to Washington, D.C., where they belong?
I mean, if I were to talk to Bill O'Brien, that's probably what I'd urge him to do, but I guess it's too late.
Yeah, he's probably not going to listen to us anymore.
Dave, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Well, obviously, he's seeking power, and that is right on its own a bad sign.
In a typical politician.
And I think Dave's right that as soon as somebody who seems okay on the state level gets a hold of more power, it's probably they're going to just swirl down the drain towards being more corrupt and more awful. As we've seen, even the power has the tendency to corrupt even the libertarians who get elected. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up 2 bottles of Lickochops, get the 3rd bottle free. New improved Lickochops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lickochops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasiewicz for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore City did not take President Donald Trump's recent attack lying down. Instead, the Charm City was quick to stand up and fight back. Trump lashed out at another African-American lawmaker, Oversight Committee Chairman Elijah Cummings, who represents Maryland's 7th Congressional District, saying that the Baltimore District is a disgusting rat and rodent infested mess. The president suggested that conditions are far worse and more dangerous than those at the U.S.-Mexican border. Baltimore Mayor Jack Young Young jumped in with this response.
See all the developments we had done, and we're still working to rebuild some of the areas that need to help the most. So for him to say that was an insult to me.
Tropical Storm Eric is churning toward the Central Pacific and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane by tomorrow. The storm is about 1,300 miles southwest of the tip of Baja California. Forecasters will be keeping a very close eye on the storm. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We do have downloadable archives that go way back, all the way back to 2006, and actually beyond if you want to grab the torrents, over at freetalklive.com.
My Magic Mud. It is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut husks and bentonite clay. Might sound strange, but take a look at the ingredients on your toothpaste and you might change your mind. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and it certainly does. If you use it as recommended, that's 4 days, once a day for 4 days. And then once every 4 to 7 days after that, your teeth will be as white as they're supposed to be. The sort of natural white that you're looking for. It removes stains, and it does it fantastically. I love it for that. But even more importantly to me is it gets my teeth even cleaner. Oral health's important. The stuff you can feel on your teeth right now when you run your tongue across it, those things don't smell good either.
Yeah.
People don't want to kiss somebody whose breath doesn't smell that good. And... well, My Magic Mud is going to help solve that. Most major health food stores have it. Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, Amazon. You can get this stuff just about anywhere if you take a look. It's great. It's been out for, I don't think a full decade, but maybe close to it. MyMagicMud.com. If you go there, you can use coupon code FTL20 and get 20% off. Get it at the lowest rate. You can be guaranteed they're selling it at the lowest rate or trying to. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL for 20% off, and it'll last you like 6 months. MyMagicMud.com, coupon code FTL20.
Got it, and I use it. I've got their toothpaste upstairs right now.
Yep, I'm going to get some more of that. I left it at in a hotel in Las Vegas.
I like the cinnamon flavor, but then again, I haven't tried any of the others yet. So.
The cinnamon? I got peppermint. Clove.
I thought it was cinnamon clove or something like that. There's a cinnamon,
there might be some cinnamon in the clove.
I think we all have different ones. Because yeah, I remember having this conversation before. Like, yeah, you got the clove, I got the peppermint, he's got the cinnamon.
I did pass out the rest of them. Okay. I gave my wife a peppermint, and I may have given you a spearmint or something like that. I don't even know.
One of our chatters in the chat room says we should send Dave Ridley on a rescue mission to find Sarah in New Mexico. One of our callers who was an everyday caller until we went to Forkfest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
And she didn't hear you on the radio and couldn't call in.
Well, no, she was never listening on the radio. Almost never. She did find us on the radio in Albuquerque eventually, but she was, when she was a caller regularly, she wasn't necessarily actually listening to the
show. She's wrapped up in the Area 51 invasion.
Good point. That I'm seeing that in a lot of places. A lot of people are talking about this Area 51 thing. In fact, Mark, you're even considering going down there on a trip. I don't know if I was supposed to say
that. I'm putting together plans to do it.
So you're planning it. Now, you're not just considering doing it. You're actually like looking into buying tickets and that kind of thing?
I might drive.
Really?
To participate or more as a reporter?
I am going to interview people.
Okay.
Because I think that there's some interesting folks.
Yeah, there's probably some real crackpots.
Oh, yeah.
It should be fun. Now, are you taking Jack down there with you? You going to make it a little father-son?
I can't make Jack interested in it. I just don't understand why.
I thought he likes space.
He does. He doesn't
like aliens?
He doesn't like...
The 11-year-old boy is not into aliens.
I don't get it.
Wait, seriously? He's not into aliens, and he's into space?
Is he into aliens? I don't know whether he's into... He doesn't... I don't know. He's just not doesn't want to go.
Never watched any, like, UFO videos with him?
He said, good luck with the machine gun nests, is what he said.
That's probably smart. That might be, like, the most realistic outcome of that whole thing.
Yeah.
If you're out there interviewing people. And
I'm not running out there.
I understand that, but I don't think the machine gun nest is going to be too discriminatory on who they're, you know, firing at if you're nearby.
Well, I try not to be too close, but yeah, I got you.
Well, I guess that's happening in September, so as we get closer, you'll know more about whatever plans, and I don't know, maybe there'll be a listener party down there that
It'd be awesome.
You can go to in the desert or wherever, because there's not a whole lot near Area 51, right?
That's the point.
Yeah. We'll be lucky if there's even a cell phone signal for you to call in. I mean, if they start firing on you to let us
know. Definitely shut them down.
That's a good point. All right, so we're talking about this Billy Graham rule that, Mark, you brought in the story from Yahoo.com, and just kind of going through some examples of people who follow this thing, including Mike Pence, the vice president, who will not even go so far as to eat a meal with a woman that's not his wife, let alone be alone with a woman that's not his wife. They say here that a recent study of male managers, 60% of them are, quote, uncomfortable mentoring, socializing with, or even working alone with women in the workplace.
Yeah. In modern times, I can totally understand that.
And you've got a story that gets, I think, a little deeper into to that aspect of this. According to the story here at Yahoo, proponents of the rule argue it prevents impropriety and shields men from false claims or insinuations of misconduct. Foster reportedly said he was concerned about trackers working for his opponents planting stories of impropriety for political reasons. The rule is even more necessary, some argue, because of the Me Too movement, with a single accusation cratering a man's career. Campbell calls the rule sexist. Many echo.
Let's not forget that we've just gotten stories, information that Al Franken, the woman who made the accusations against him, might have been exaggerating or might have just been BSing. That this guy gave up his Senate career at the beginning of the Me Too movement in order to give Democrats more viability amongst women, when
so he accepted something.
This
that
lady is now been described by the New York Times as a conservative talk show host with a struggling career. I wonder how you could, as a female conservative talk show host, make your career a little more obvious.
Take down a politician,
an important one.
Yeah,
Important and influential liberal politician taken down, by some lady.
With a false accusation is what you're saying.
I don't know whether it was a false accusation or not. I'd be curious in listening to what Al Franken had to say about it. However, we couldn't do that because too many people were like, women, right? Like, women don't lie. They never lie about this. Ridiculous.
That was part of the Me Too thing, was believe all victims.
Believe women.
Yeah.
Hashtag believe all victims.
Yeah.
right?
Oh, so it was believe all victims, not believe women?
Believe women, something like that. It was one of those.
To that effect.
Mm. Yeah.
Basically, whatever accusation came forward, you take them at their word.
It's ridiculous. Because, you got to have evidence.
Right. And
a lot of times they didn't.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't necessarily. I believe that some women have stories where their accusations are true and correct,
mm-hmm.
and they can't prove it. And I consider that to be unfortunate.
But
what do you do about it? Do we throw away 1,000 years of jurisprudence because some women have been raped or bothered or whatever the situation is, and they can't prove it? I don't know. I mean, the answer for me is no. We don't.
No, you don't. Look, if you're that worried about it, just don't go out on dates anymore.
Well, that'd be considered sexist. You're telling a woman she shouldn't drink. Why are you blaming the victim?
Don't wear that short dress.
Right. That's what it all comes down to. You can't tell them to do that. And remember,
I'm not saying just women. Again, remember, guys are saying they're being falsely accused.
Yep.
So you've got, you know, women who are saying they're being raped, guys saying they're being falsely accused. Who's telling the truth? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's the guys are the ones who are participating in the MGTOW movement as
that's
well.
That's men going their own way.
Which is basically avoiding women, you know, mm-hmm. to avoid these types of situations.
Which is different from the incels, right? The MGTOW?
Yeah. Well, the MGTOW is voluntary.
Yeah. Incel means involuntarily celibate.
Right.
So
they would like to. They just can't.
They both seem jaded, though, towards the opposite sex.
There's a lot of jaded stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I will admit to being somewhat jaded. But then again, I don't have to play this game.
I'm married. Campbell calls the rule sexist. Many echo her criticism, saying men who follow the rule see women only as sexual objects with no other value. Others say the rule perpetuates the idea that women are in some way responsible for men's behavior. The Billy Graham rule, they say, holds women back professionally, arguing that by denying them the chance to work alongside men in positions of power who could help promote their careers. Well, wait a minute. Are you saying you need men, powerful men, to be successful?
Well, yeah, if you're a reporter, yeah, you need powerful somebody to report on.
And mentors are important, but we're seeing information here that bosses don't want a mentor across sexual lines.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. You're welcome to comment on the Billy Graham rule or take control of the airwaves here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition of the show. As always, you're invited here. If you want to join us, you can. We're talking about the Billy Graham rule, which is the idea that you shouldn't be spending any time with other women that aren't your wife. Now, how this applies to single men, well, that's not really clear. Maybe don't go on dates completely alone or something like that, because people seem to be really worried about this Me Too thing. I mean, maybe it's just because I don't go out on dates very often. It doesn't really seem to concern me. Feels like it's still worth getting to know somebody and, you know, taking whatever minor risk there might be that they might be a psychopath looking to cook up a plot to have you arrested.
Start with a group date and then branch off.
There you go. Yeah. That's a good idea. And, you know, of course, the standard dating rule should always apply. You know, you want to meet somebody in person, especially if it's like one of those online dating things. You want to meet that person in person in a public place. So,
absolutely.
You know, you or they don't get abducted or whatever. But we've got a little bit more here, Mark, from the story you brought in from Yahoo.com about this. If you want to weigh in, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Has the Me Too movement, if there is such a thing? It's a tag. It's a hashtag. Is everything just a hashtag a movement now?
No.
Has the Me Too movement changed
how hashtag taxation is theft?
Yeah. Well, that's actually kind of become real, Mark, in that you're here in New Hampshire. We actually have state reps who will say taxation is theft publicly in front of the entire state house. And that's actually made headlines as a result of them doing that. So it's kind of actually become a real life, meme or whatever you want to call it. So it's a little bigger than just a hashtag, I think.
Here at least.
Yeah, here in New Hampshire. Of course, in other places, people have made T-shirts out of it. There's bumper stickers and things like that. So it's gone off the internet. In fact, arguably, it started off the internet and then became a hashtag. But anyway, has the Me Too movement changed how you approach your professional life when it comes to the women that you work with? Or is this stuff just being overreported? Is this being blown out of proportion?
Is it women reporters complaining that on not getting stories that they think they should have gotten? Because this sort of stuff happens in journalism.
In this case, this is a male reporter.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying that journalism is like any other career. And they focus on the things they focus on, you know, the things that are important to them. And I think that Twitter is disproportionately important in the world because journalists report on what is going on Twitter.
They do a lot.
They don't spend any time talking about, well, there's a Facebook meme on this issue. They don't do that.
Trump tweeted again. Here's a headline.
But they talk about Twitter all the time.
Twitter used to be a good place to get late breaking news locally.
But not anymore.
Right people. I don't think so anymore because of stuff like this. I mean, that's just my personal feeling. But with, was it the Egypt situation? All the news that was coming out of there was coming out on Twitter. So if you were trying to follow, like, you know, on the ground activists and what they were doing.
The Arab Spring?
Yeah, that was probably what I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
But yeah, but reporting on Twitter is the opposite of what Twitter used to be, right? You used to go to Twitter for the reports, not to get the reports on what's happening on Twitter.
They say here that the Billy Graham rule, again, according to critics, holds women back professionally by denying them the chance to work alongside men in positions of power who could help promote their careers. The rule may even, quote, violate several different laws when practiced by public officials, said one legal analyst. Well, that's true. Nobody's been brought up on charges just yet.
And again, one more time, I haven't seen the first report on a woman who chooses not to give interview, like her. So, for instance, no reporters like the men in their jobs about the actress, I can't remember her name, from Captain Marvel, who
Brie Larson,
yes, Brie Larson, who refused to do interviews with male reporters. Okay. All right, refused. Now. There are probably more.
Is that because she wanted to help the careers of female reporters?
That was the impression I got. Mm-hmm. Also, let's not forget that Captain Marvel has long been a feminist character.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So I don't think there's anything particularly wrong with a young lady who is feminist. Maybe she's feminist. I don't even know. Maybe she's
acting. In Hollywood. There's a good chance.
She's an actress. Maybe she's just acting like she's feminist. I don't know. But
she got really into her part.
Mm-hmm.
The part is feminist, so I don't have a problem with Brie Larson choosing to only give interviews to female reporters.
I don't have a problem with anybody having a preference. I mean, what we're talking about here is the ability to discriminate. That's what we're talking about.
Sure.
If that's all you want to do is talk, if you're a woman and you only want to talk to other women because that makes you feel safe, then go for it. If you are a woman, you only want to talk to other women because you think that's going to help your fellow women, then cool. If you're a man and you're deathly afraid of women cooking up stories about you, then don't go out with them. I mean, I just don't see what the controversy is here.
Well, I don't want to speak to the controversy.
I wouldn't do it myself. I think people should be judged individually, not based on what they've got between their legs or not.
Well, progressivism has changed from equality and equal opportunity to making people do things.
Sure.
And, it's just going to keep doing that as long as we keep saying, oh, well, I guess I got to do this because that's what we got to do now.
I will say this issue is going to be one of those things that seems blown out of proportion until it happens to you. Right. And until you put yourself in a dangerous situation by being alone with a female when you ought not to be. And someone sees you and the accusations fly and no one believes you because you're the white male or the male or whatever in this situation. And they go, wow, if only I had followed the Billy Graham rule and not put myself in that situation, this thing would not have happened.
But on the other hand, if you follow this rule, you may. Again, we're talking about not necessarily just men with wives, but just generally,
sure.
Right? If you do follow this rule or you're extra cautious, you may end up missing out on a great relationship.
Possibly. Right? The internet darling, Keanu Reeves, right, has a bunch of photos of him.
Where he doesn't touch women.
Where he doesn't touch anybody.
And they laud him for this.
Yes.
Right. Because he doesn't put himself in a situation where his hands on someone's hips or back
can't accuse him of something.
That is sad.
Sure.
And weird. Okay?
Right. But he is well protected against any Me Too accusation.
He's a single guy.
Is he single?
Yeah.
My understanding is. He's a single guy who's. I mean, these girls would probably beg him to put their hand, put his hands on him. And, this is just sad. That you can't, now we can't take pictures while touching people.
No, you can. You totally can, right? But just be aware that if you do, you are now in danger of having a false accusation.
Hashtag Me Too.
Hashtag Me Too thrown your way. You can totally do whatever you want. right? Like you can talk to whoever you want. You can hang out with everyone.
Maybe he's asexual or something like that.
That's been floated out there.
Because I mean, how is it you can be Keanu Reeves and be this, you know, international action superstar or whatever, and still be single at age 50, whatever he is?
I thought it was a family loss at some point. I thought I read somewhere that he lost his like child and wife.
At one point, I believe.
Don't quote me on that because I don't know for certain. I'd love to be corrected because I didn't.
It sounds like a plot from one of his movies.
It could be. Yeah. but that's what I said, you know, that's what I've seen on the internet, basically, and just, you know, never moved on past that. So if I'm wrong,
why is Keanu Reeves not married? Yeah. I'll have to get into this.
The idea that a devoted, loving relationship, according to Yahoo, could be destabilized by the mere presence of a woman doing her job for 15 hours is at its core an irrational and ridiculous assertion, says the author. It would be laughable if it didn't materially... Oh, excuse me. This is a commentator from Yes Magazine. It would be laughable if it didn't materially degrade a woman's capacity to function professionally. Going on, it says here, is a Washington Post quote, these might be acceptable if dispiriting choices for a private citizen to make in his own life, but a governor making them has cascading effects for hundreds of thousands of people within his bureaucracy. The Graham Pence rule prevents women from climbing to the top of their careers because the men who have the power to help them get there won't even let them in the room.
Well, ladies, these are the consequences of being a pain in the butt, is that some point or another, if you, you know, hashtag all men are rapists, right? At some point, men are going to be like, hey, I don't want to be a rapist. I'm not going to hang out here where there's any problem doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hashtag you're a rapist because you're not being rapist-y enough or whatever. It just keeps piling up.
I'm glad you said it.
Yeah. Well, you can't win.
No,
It seems like they created the feminists, the females,
right,
created it. With the Me Too, with the false accusations, and now are complaining about the repercussions of you know those.
Right, there's a contradiction here, and that is that on one hand, a lot of these women are saying that they believe in equality and they want, you know, an equal chance or whatever, but now they're complaining because if they can't have a dinner with a politician, then they can't further their career because they need the men to give them.
The only solution is to go after the feminists and vilify them for a good decade, and then maybe things will swing back in the other direction.
All right, there's more on the way here. If you want to weigh in, I know you had a related piece. I don't know if we covered it, Richie, but we can get into that
sure.
up here about the workplace, right, specifically.
Office romance.
And Me Too. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.